Page 2, Editor's Page, by Mike Keatley and Judy Wilkinson. Mike writes, "Many of you have already heard that I have resigned my editorship at the Blind Californian as of the fall issue. The Publications Committee conducted a search for a new editor and believes it has found one, Judy Wilkinson. Judy lives in San Leandro, has taught English at the community college level for 28 years, and is well qualified as the new BC editor. She was formally appointed during the board meeting at CCB's Spring Convention in Burlingame. Let's welcome and support Judy. Both she and her husband, Stephen Mendelson, have been active in the blind community for many years and will bring to the BC a wealth of valuable knowledge which will enrich the magazine. I want to close by saying that I have enjoyed working as your editor for the last 5 years, but it's time to move on to new adventures. Happy trails to all of you." Judy writes, "The composer Johannes Brahms remarked, concerning the pressure of living up to expectations about his becoming the next Beethoven, that he heard giant footsteps coming up behind him. Well, I am mightily aware of the giant footsteps of former editors of the BC, most recently Mike Keatley and Winifred Downing, footsteps going back to Kathy Skivers and beyond. I am delighted and honored to take up the challenge of making the BC the finest publication possible. As Mike mentioned, I will be calling on my husband, Stephen Mendelson, with his vast knowledge of disability issues to add his expertise, and I thank him for all his loving support." Page 3. "I have thought long and hard about how to style myself. Hello, I'm the new editor of the BC. So distant, so impersonal. The editor of the BC. It makes both me and the magazine something out there, an object with no ties. Well, how about, hello, I'm the new editor of your BC. That gives ownership and responsibility to the hundreds of members of the CCB. Better, but not quite there yet. I finally hit upon, hello, I'm the new editor of our Blind Californian. After all, we all own this magazine, our statewide publication. We're in this together, you and I. I'm here to put the package together to send on to the fine folks who produce the various formats available to us. You, of course, have a job to do as well. In a word, send stuff, anything. Something happening in your chapter, fundraisers, perhaps? Things you do in your communities. Something at your church, maybe. You don't need to know how to write. That's why they pay me the big bucks. I wish. Call me with ideas. 510-357-1844. As Mercedes Long did to offer an article about the tragic loss of rehab counselor Barbara Messenger. Write to me at editor@ccbnet.org, as Alyssa Chatto did, volunteering her services. You'll find her contribution in the article on CCB's 150th birthday. Buttonhole me at a convention or chapter meeting, as David Jackson of San Francisco did about a health article, which you'll see in an upcoming issue. We can't say it often enough. This is our magazine. It takes all of us to make certain it represents the best we can offer. I know we can do it. You and I.